Good morning. We are Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS at 6:47 now. Three big things.
Three.
Football playoffs tomorrow. Chiefs take on the Colts in Kansas City.
Two.
Wichita forecast includes snow tonight and Saturday. 1 to 2 inches possible accumulation.
One.
Police officer and suspect injured in shooting in downtown Wichita. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on the Friday morning commute. You have precipitation in the Wichita area as that system moves into or affect the morning commute. We are seeing a slowdown up at the North Junction. Seems like a little early for that, but that's what Kansas Highway Patrol is showing. Very slow-moving traffic on Highway K96 as it meets with I-135 in North Wichita. You might experience a slowdown there. Traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And we're looking at a 100% chance for rain and snow today and tonight, with 1 to 2 inches accumulation possible. Today's high, 37 degrees, after yesterday's high of 50. Overnight low, 32. Saturday, windy, with a 50% chance for snow early and a high of 35. Now mostly cloudy, 39 degrees, and we have a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. 6:48, Steve and Ted, America's talking about the government shutdown now into day 21.
America's talking to Fox News.
Furloughed federal workers and others who depend on the federal government react to the ongoing partial government shutdown.
Locally, nationally, this is a crisis. It's not just financially ruinous, it's emotionally devastating. Every business that relies on the federal government needs this to stop, needs the government to open.
It could be an expensive pause. Even 3 weeks could have significant impacts.
There are people that are going to leave a job when you're forced to work and you're not getting paid for it. I can't last a month or two without money.
We need our government to be open. If there are government bureaus that have nothing to do with the border wall, maybe you can let them open.
Are they going to slow down? How long are people going to keep working without pay?
If that paycheck goes away, those rent payments are still there, car payments are still there, medical bills are still there.
I'm just kind of sitting, wondering what I should do. You know, you don't know if you should get a part-time job, or it just lasted a lot longer than I thought it was going
to. America's talking to Fox News.
Well, a day of back-and-forth trading ended with a fifth gain in a row for stocks Thursday. Industrial companies and chip makers were among the biggest winners, while retailers fell. The S&P 500 rose 11 points. The Dow gained 122 points. The Nasdaq rose 28 points. Oil prices have extended their rally to a ninth consecutive day. Benchmark U.S. crude added 0.4% to $52.59 a barrel in New York. Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 1.6 million vehicles worldwide to replace Takata front passenger airbag inflators that can be dangerous. Yep, the recall covers several models. If you have a Chrysler product, you'll be hearing from them, I'm sure. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
Hello.
This morning. Hello, Don. Time to
Hello, Don.
Is the time right for a Roth conversion?
Well, you tell me. What do you think?
No, you're asking me, and I'm asking you.
Okay. Well, okay. Then I will answer you. I am a big fan of Roth IRAs.
Oh yeah.
As a reminder, a Roth IRA or Roth 401k allows one to invest after tax dollars that can grow completely tax free. Now, it may be tougher to put after tax money away into an IRA when we're in our high-earning tax brackets, but it's looking a lot better now for about three reasons. First of all, is that many Americans, the cost of Roth IRA contributions just went down with their taxes. If you were in a 33% tax bracket, and now it's a 27% after the Tax Act, the tax is 6% less expensive now. So if your tax liability has dropped, consider an allocation into your Roth plan, or begin the conversion process from a traditional to a Roth. The second reason is a factor is in favor of a Roth conversion because the markets have been hit a little bit. No one can predict the future, but if you have holdings in a traditional IRA that you believe have tremendous potential to go back up over the long haul, but just looking at the history of the markets, move those assets now while they're lower into a Roth. The conversion cost may be lower because the holding went down in value. One more reason to look into a periodic Roth conversion is that it can lower your required minimum distribution. The year you turn 70 and a half, you're going to be required to take out a percentage of your account each year and pay taxes on that money. If you periodically convert to a Roth, there will be less in that traditional IRA to distribute, and that means less taxable income. The amount of your taxable income also affects how much you pay for Medicare coverage. The current tax cuts for individuals are effective until 2026. That may seem like a long ways off, but that also means you have 7 years to contribute to a Roth or to potentially lower tax costs and convert your existing IRA assets. Now, everybody obviously is going to be different, so you need to sit down with your certified financial planner and your tax planner. It's all about planning, kiddos. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
So when you go to a Roth, that's it could be any mix of stocks or whatever, different funds that you're investing in there.
Yeah, right? Yeah. For example, let's say you have one stock that was worth a lot, it was flying high, and it got hit for some reason. You know, it dropped 30%. If you convert it right now, you know, with the intention of holding on to that, move it into the Roth, and then let it come back in your Roth. But the conversion is going to be less expensive because it's worth less now.
Mm, okay. Good advice, as always.
Pay fewer taxes on it. Yeah.
Shelley and I were at a place. We were dining out last night and at a place on the west side. I'm not going to mention the name, but a popular restaurant.
Okay.
Chain restaurant. And there was a couple. It was pretty busy. And a couple behind us, there were two people in the booth behind us. I could not see them.
Right.
Because they were in my back. But on the other side, facing my back, were a young man and a young woman. I think they were probably teenagers.
Okay.
And I was, it was very loud in there, but I could hear their conversation very well.
Right.
I have never heard such awful, awful conversation in my life. Both of these kids, every other word was like. And I could, I mean, I
like, I don't know, like.
Okay,
like,
so
like
let's read something here. The National, like, Federation, like, of Independent, like, Business. I mean, every other word.
Well, at least it wasn't the F-bomb.
No, but I wanted to go over there and just slap him and say, have you ever listened to yourself? You sound like an idiot.
Did you ever, like, listen to yourself?
Listen to yourself? Of course, that's a little pet peeve, and I'm like, you know, we make our living by being good.
When you think about it, like sort of softens the blow. You don't make the commitment by making a statement. You're saying, well, it's kind of like that.
I guess, but I don't know what it is. I don't know psychology, but I just think they're just not very bright.
Like dumb.
Yeah. Today is National Milk Day, by the way.
Ah, well, milk this one, baby.
Commemorates today that many think like the first milk delivery in like glass bottles began in like the United States.
Like, I think you may be, like, right.
Alexander Campbell of the New York Dairy-like Company professed to the New York State-like Senate that his company was the first to make
these. You're using it wrong.
Like deliveries in 1978.
Nah, you said, like, the state-like.
1870.
You got to say like state.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's some milk-like trivia, or some like milk trivia.
Some like milk trivia.
Okay, for the United States and Australia are the world's largest exporters of milk and like milk products. Throughout the world... Throughout the world, there are more than like 6 billion consumers.
Yeah, you used it correctly that time. There you go.
Milk and like milk products.
And like milk products.
I'm like struggling with this.
Yeah. Well,
thank you, guys.
Thank goodness we like you,
thank
Steve.
You. 6:55, Stephen. Coming up, KNSS News at 7 o'clock, top of the hour. Senator Roberts says tankers will arrive at McConnell Air Force Base.
I'm going to like take off.
This month, that's on the way. Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Tune in to Steve and Ted in the Morning every weekday for The Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. CTHB is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Morning, Bob.
Morning, Brenda. Your dog is growling at me.